The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome. So happy to be joining you this morning, or for me it's morning, but for those of us on the left side of this continent, it's morning. How are you guys this morning? Well, I see the weather forecast. The weather is dark. Oh, it's nice. Those of you that are saying it's nice to see me. Thank you. Thank you. It's lovely to be here. And don't tell Gail, but I kind of forgot that I was supposed to, or actually it wasn't on my calendar for some reason that I'm teaching this week. And so I just like, oh my goodness, just got notified. It's fantastic that I don't know. I just said, okay, well, no problem. Here we go. So I'm looking forward to spending this week with you all. Now, when I teach in other places, when I teach retreats or doing day longs or something like this, it's very common for people to say, oh, I saw you on those 7 a.m.s, and it's very nice. And I'm often telling people, go do Gil's 7 a.m.s. So there's a movement happening, we might say. Hey, so this week I've titled this Practicing Off the Cushion on Purpose, just to be a little bit cute, you know, using this off and on thing. But I want to highlight that practice isn't only about taking meditation posture, you know, sitting quietly with one's eyes closed or following items in a list. This, of course, is a big part of practice, meditating regularly and all these beautiful lists that the Buddha left for us. But it's a trap if we think that that's only what practice is. And so I want to kind of like expand this idea of practice to include this idea that it's really about our relationship to experience and how we meet each moment. And in some ways, we could say that's why we meditate, or that's why we follow these lists, to help us meet each moment with as much ease, with as much presence as we can. And it's with meeting moments with ease and presence that allows the insights to occur, which allows the great transformation to occur. But not only that, if we're meeting each moment, whether it's about all the small tasks, these ordinary events, these things that we do all day, every day, driving, email, waiting at stoplights, or waiting for an email in response, or how we are with our relationships, there's a way in which if we can fold that into practice, and meet those moments with ease and presence, then our life starts to unfold in a different way than if we meet them with some agitation or impatience or something like that. So not only does how our practice and daily life support our practice on the cushion, but frankly, it's how we spend the most of our time. And it's a way just to make our life unfold in a way that brings more ease. So this is about choosing presence on purpose, intentionally. And for this series, we'll keep it simple. Each day, introducing another way in which we can support mindfulness and concentration, another way in which we can bring presence to the fullness of our lives, to the completeness of our lives, right in the midst of our life, right in the midst of our days, whatever our day holds, without being on a meditation cushion, letting awareness meet the world without agitation, without strain. So with that as an introduction, after talking about how we're the importance of practicing in daily life, now I'm going to talk about practicing on a cushion. I do recognize kind of like the irony there. But there's a way in which daily life, they support each other, right? Daily life supports cushion. Cushion supports daily life. So, maybe allowing a big exhale as we arrive. And finding a posture that's steady and kind. So upright, but not stiff or stilted. Letting the hands rest where they can be forgotten in a way that implies, you know, comfort and ease. And just feel the simple fact of being here. Contact with the cushion or chair. Feeling the support of the contact with the cushion of the chair or sofa or bed, wherever you are. Letting the breath come and go on its own, arising, passing, inhaling, exhaling. There's nothing to fix right now, nothing to improve. We're just with the body breathing, trusting that the body knows how to breathe. Sensing sounds. Some of them might be arising and passing. Some of them might be a steady hum. For me, I'm now hearing rain in the gutter, that's or the drain pipe that's right outside the window here. The rain must have started. Whatever you're hearing, can it be present? Can it be allowed to be here? It is here already. Can we allow it? If thoughts appear, that's also part of the field, known and allowed. We just simply return to the sensations of breathing or sounds. We're sensing there's any extra tension or effort sometimes felt as tension in the jaw, shoulders, or belly. Can we just let a little of that drain away? and resting attention with our anchor, whether that's the sensations of breathing or sounds. And let the anchor be enough. For these next few moments, attention wanders. Notice that kindly and gently return to the anchor. Returning is part of this practice. And noticing if anything feels a little easeful or steady. A soft exhale. A patch of calm. simple rhythm of sound. Let it register for a few extra breaths. Not clinging, but just allowing the system to know ease is here, calm is here. And it's perfectly fine if it's not easeful or calm. Maybe you can easefully know agitation. Can we savor any supportive experiences, including savoring the knowing of unsupportive or agitative experiences? Okay. Bringing some movement to the fingers and toes. Opening the eyes. I'm not ringing a bell this week. But thank you. Thank you for practice. Such a beautiful thing to do, practice together. Thank you.